For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An immigration lawyer says today is the first day in a month that no parents charged with crossing the U.S. border illegally have been separated from their kids. President Trump tweeted that Democrats have been telling phony stories of sadness and grief. New information is now emerging about the viral photo of a crying immigrant girl. Her image is on the front cover of Time magazine. Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz says he encountered her and her mother. They've come from Honduras.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her so we can properly search the mother. The kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, "Are you doing okay? Is the kid okay?" And she said, "Yes." She's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
The child was not separated from her mother. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A 13-year-old Illinois boy faces a felony charge for secretly recording a conversation that he had with his school principal. The state has some of the toughest eavesdropping laws in the country. The teenager's mother says it was a conversation about him missing detention.
It's a child's word against an adult's word, and there's no actual evidence of what was being said. The adult is going to be taken into account as the person being truthful automatically.
If convicted, he could face time in a juvenile center and a $25,000 fine. Some Amazon workers and investors are siding with privacy advocates who are taking issue with the company's decision to sell a facial recognition tool to police. Nicholas Thompson has more.
Amazon is, you know, facial recognition technology. Of course they do. They're Amazon, and they're letting law enforcement have access to it. Of course they do, because that's a good customer.
Some say the sale could expose Amazon to lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Can President Trump's former campaign chairman get a fair trial? Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team reportedly wants to use a written questionnaire to gauge whether widespread media attention has biased potential jurors for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's upcoming criminal trial. That, according to Politico, questionnaires are common in cases that have garnered significant media attention as a way to ensure an impartial jury. A motion filed in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, states the reporting surrounding the case, quote, at times inaccurately, comments on the nature of the evidence collected in the case or activities of the parties. The filing also notes there's been, quote, extensive publicity about the special counsel investigation and that some media accounts question the legitimacy of the investigation, which it says tends to advance the opinion that the investigation itself is tainted and that therefore its results are suspect. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Roseanne reboot was a smash, but a racist tweet by Roseanne Barr brought it all crashing down. Now, just weeks after ABC canceled the sitcom, it's ordered a spinoff without her. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson.
The show can certainly go on without that element to it, but that was one of the things that a lot of people who were supporting that show celebrate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.